Talking to Coach Todd Shannon, and Trey Shannon is the player of the year for Class 1 for Wellington Napoleon. Coach, what do you think this award will mean to Trey and the program?
Well, it means a lot. You know, there's a lot of good players around the area, and, you know, just like every year, you know, it's an honor to be part of the Dream Team, but at the same time, to get player of the year, this will be 2 years in a row for him. So, you know, obviously it's a big accomplishment, and he'll think a lot about it.
It must be nice to know that coaches throughout your class and your area and your district voted for Trey 2 years in a row. I mean, how about that?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You know, a lot of people, obviously I'm his dad and his coach, so, you know, I see all the extra hours that he puts in outside of practice and playing, you know, AAU ball and doing different things like that. And it's glad to see some of that extra hard work getting rewarded. And like I said, it always means more when it comes from other players and from other coaches around the area.
How is the team affected if you take Trey off of it?
Well, he's a very vital part. You know, he's been starting for 4 years. He ended up starting midway through his freshman year on a very good team that made it to the Final Four. You know, he kind of is one of those players that just kind of does what needs to be done. You know, there were some games he led us in rebounding. There were some games he led us in assists and steals. And he led us in scoring, you know, almost every night. You know, so we put a lot of things on his plate for sure. You know, he was always facing box and ones, triangles and twos, sometimes double or triple teams, you know, on him. So that makes it hard. But, you know, the number one thing he was just always worried about was just trying to find a way to win and trying to help our team. And, you know, it's unfortunate as a coach, you know, that he's a senior. So we'll have to try to find ways to go without him next year. But, you know, and his teammates were really good. They knew if we needed a big shot or where to get the ball in certain situations, they knew how to get Trey open and how to get him the ball. So, you know, they were very beneficial in that part as well.
What will you miss most about Trey?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, just being around every day. You know, I've been here 25 years now. He surpassed the 2,000 career point mark. That is not our school record, but it is first player I've had to do that. You know, I haven't had a whole lot that have reached 1,000, much less 2,000. So, you know, that's a very big milestone. But, you know, hopefully, you know, just like I said, hopefully some of the younger kids and some of the younger players that what it takes, you know, and a lot of them knew the hours they put in. They've seen it. And so hopefully that will kind of encourage them. And like I said, you know, he was just one of those that was really coachable and just kind of always kind of did the right things.